Hello and welcome to The Dress Circle. This is Michael Kanacki.
And this is Ted Otten.
And today we're going to be paying homage to Neil Simon, who we lost recently, by looking at some of his shows, not his stage plays and comedies, but his musicals. And I say his musicals because he wrote the books for these musicals. And although he didn't write the lyrics, his books often did give, well, quite a bit of input into what those lyrics needed to be.
And frequently when musicals fail, it's because the book, for some reason, is not up to the score. And we're going to start with the 1962 musical that was Neil Simon's first on Broadway. His first Broadway show, Come Blow Your Horn, had its premiere in 1961, and it was still running when his first book for a musical appeared. And that was Little Me in 1962. It was a musical adaptation of a bestseller by Patrick Dennis that told us about a character named Belle Poitrine, a woman who had two identities, because there's an older Belle and a younger Belle. In fact, as a duet, they sing the title song, and that's where we're going to start. From the original cast recording, we have Nancy Andrews and Virginia Martin to sing Little Me. Nancy Andrews and Virginia Martin as Belle Poitrine sang Little Me.
We'll continue with the hit song from Little Me, and it's sung by its leading man, Sid Caesar, who played 7 different characters during the show, and he was quite exhausted by the end. Here he is to sing the very short version before the chorus comes in of Real Live Girl.
Pardon me, miss, but I've never done this with a real live girl. Straight off the farm with an actual arm full of real live girl. Pardon me if your affectionate squeeze fogs up my glasses and buckles my knees. I'm simply drowned in the sight and the sound and the scent and the feel of a real live girl.
That was Sid Caesar with one of the hit songs from Little Me, Real Live Girl.
When I saw this show back in 1963, for me, the standout performance was a young man who sang one song, and it was called I've Got Your Number. Here he is now. He was in both the Broadway and the London original casts of Little Me, Sven Svensson.
To do. Oh well, my sweet chickadee, I've got hot news for you. I've got your number. I've got you cut and dry. You ain't no sweet girl guide. You're all at sea. You brag a lot, wave your own flag a lot, but you're unsure a lot, you're a lot like me. Oh, I've got your number, and what's your looking for, and what's your look king of four, just suits me fine. We'll break those rules a lot. We'll be damn fools a lot. But then why should we not? How could we not combine when I've got your number and I've got the glow you've got. I've got your number and baby, you know, you've got mine. Me fine. We'll break those rules, a lot. We'll be damn fools, a lot. But then why should we not? How could we not combine when I've got your number and baby, you know you've got mine.
Sven Svensson sang I've Got Your Number from Little Me.
Neil Simon worked with Cy Coleman again, but this time Coleman's lyricist was Dorothy Fields for the musical Sweet Charity. And this was in 1966 that this opened. They had many hit songs again for this, and he really adapted and changed quite a bit the book for Sweet Charity, which was very loosely based on the Fellini film Knights of Cabiria. We thought we would start with one of the very well-known numbers from Sweet Charity, but in a version you might not be that familiar with. Here are Diana Coolin, Carol Timmermans, and the company from the 1989 Dutch original cast of Sweet Charity.
De tent binnenkwam, zag ik met een half oog al dat klasse. Dat is echt zo'n type dat stijf staat van de poen. Zeg, wil je niet weten wat ik graag met jou eens zou doen? Ik ben niet de del die je denkt, zomaar plat gaan voor een vent is er niet bij. Niks voor wat geen. Psst. Zie je niks in wat lol? Ik ben gek op wat gekheid. Voel je niks voor wat gein, gein, gein. Zie je niks in wat
zit het met wat?
Lol.
Ik kan zorgen voor wat.
Ben je klaar voor wat?
Gij.
Doe je mee?
Maken we samen wat?
Gekheid. Hey, Big Spender. Hey, Big Spender.
Toen jij hier de tent binnenkwam, zag ik met een half oog al dat klasse. Dat is echt zo'n type dat stijf staat van de poen. Zeg, wil je niet weten wat ik graag met jou eens zou doen? Ik ben niet de del die je denkt, zomaar plat gaan voor een vent is er niet bij.
Grabbel met mij.
Wordt het nog wat, maatje?
Yeah!
That was Diana Coolen, Carol Timmermans, and the company from the Dutch cast of Sweet Charity with Big Spender.
We're going to feature selections from six different original cast albums of Sweet Charity. It was a hit around the world. And when it opened in London in 1967, the role of Charity Hope Valentine was played by Juliet Prowse. Here she is to sing, If My Friends Could See Me Now.
If they could see me now, that little gang of mine, I'm eating fancy chow and drinking fancy wine. I'd like those stumble bums to see for a fact the kind of top draw, first-rate chums I attract. All I can say is, well, we look at where I am. Tonight I landed, pal, right in a pot of jam. What a setup, holy cow. They'd never believe it if my friends could see me now. If they could see me now, that little dusty group, traipsing round this million-dollar chicken coop. I hear those thrift shop cats say, brother, get her, draped on a bedspread made of three kinds of fur. All I can say is, wow, wait till the riff and raff see just exactly how he signed his autograph. What a build-up, holy cow. They'd never believe it if my friends could see me now. Ciao, Vittorio, baby. If they could see me now, alone with Mr. B, who's waiting on me like he was a maitre d', I hear my buddy saying, crazy what gives, tonight she's living like the other half lives. To think the highest brow, which I must say is he, could pick the lowest brow, which there's no doubt is me. What a step up, holy cow. They'd never believe it if my friends could see me now.
From the London original cast of Sweet Charity, Juliet Prowse sang If My Friends Could See Me Now.
We're going to the 1986 revival on Broadway next to Sweet Charity, where Debbie Allen had the lead. She's joined by Bebe Neuwirth and Allison Williams with There's Gotta Be Something Better Than This.
There's gotta be something better than this. There's gotta be something better to do. And when I find me something better to do, I'm gonna get up, I'm gonna get out, I'm gonna get out, do it. There's gotta be some respectable trade. There's gotta be something easy to learn. And if I find me something I halfway can learn, I'm gonna get up, I'm gonna get out, I'm gonna gonna get up, get out, learn it. All these jokers, how I hate them, with their groping,
grabbing,
clutching,
clinching,
strangling,
handling,
fumbling,
pinching.
Phooey! There's gotta be some life cleaner than this. There's gotta be some good reason to live. And when I find me some kind of life I can live, I'm gonna get up, I'm gonna get out, I'm gonna get up, get out, live it. I've got it.
What?
I have got it!
What?
I'm gonna be a receptionist. One of those glass skyscrapers 9 to 5.
Yeah.
My own typewriter and water coolers. Office parties and, coffee breaks.
Ooh.
When I sit at my desk on the 41st floor, in my copy of a copy of a copy of Dior, I'll receive big tycoons and I'll point to a chair. I'll say, honey, while you're waiting, how would you like to put it down?
Over there.
There's gotta be something better than this. There's gotta be something.
Here and I'm going right to the top. I'm gonna be a hat chick girl.
Oh,
at one of those east side high class restaurants, you know, with trays of cigarettes costing 60 cents a pack, and ooh, keep the change.
Ooh.
And all those hats coming in, derbies, Hamburgs, and woo, that cute little checkered number with the skinny brim and the feather. Check your hat, sir, check your coat, sir, check your vest, sir, check your pants, check your socks, sir, check your shoes, sir, I can hold them while you dance. Check your eyes, sir, check your ears, sir, check and see if you're free. How about it, after hours, I'll check you, and you check me.
Baby, what can you do?
I don't know. Just let me get out of here. I'll figure it out later.
There's gotta be some life cleaner than this. There's gotta be some good reason to live.
And when I find me some kind of life I can live,
I'm gonna get up, I'm gonna get out, I'm gonna get up, get out.
From the 1986 Broadway revival of Sweet Charity, that was Debbie Allen, B.B. Newworth, and Allison Williams with There's Gotta Be Something Better Than This.
There was another revival of Sweet Charity on Broadway in 2005, and from that original cast album on the DRG label, we're going to hear Christina Applegate, who played Charity, and her leading man, Dennis O'Hare, sing I'm the Bravest Individual.
Oscar, do you have a wife?
No, I'm not married.
Oh, Oscar, you're gonna be all right.
Don't leave me.
I'm not gonna leave you, Oscar. I'm staying right in this elevator with you. But you're gonna be all right, okay? Because I'm gonna help you. Just do what I do. When I'm so jittery, my knees buckle. Ice water tickles my spine. I'm trapped like a butterfly in a net. Then I say to myself, I'm the bravest individual I have ever met.
Singing is good. Singing is very good.
I chew my fingernails to the knuckle. Those teeth that chatter are mine. So I stop and light up a cigarette. And then I say to myself, I'm the bravest individual I have ever met.
I'm the bravest individual I have ever met.
This game makes very good sense. I get results.
Isn't that great?
Get back my confidence and an even pulse. 78. So when I panic and think each day I've come to the end of the line, then I say that fear hasn't licked me yet, and keep telling myself I'm the bravest individual I have ever met.
Honey, but suddenly I can't swallow. I think I'm going to die. Sometimes, if you'll pardon the words, I sweat.
Well, then you say to yourself, I'm the bravest individual I have ever met.
I'm the bravest individual I have ever met. Your game makes very good sense. I get results.
Isn't that fine?
Got back my confidence and an even pulse. 109.
So when you panic and think each day you'll fail at whatever you try,
then I say that fear hasn't licked me yet,
and keep telling yourself,
I'm the strongest, soundest, stoical, daringest, manliest, most heroical.
I'm the bravest individual I have ever met.
Christina Applegate and Dennis O'Hare sang I'm the Bravest Individual from the 2005 revival of Sweet Charity.
Most people know Shirley MacLaine as Charity because of the 1969 film version, and here she is to sing Where Am I Going?
Where am I going and what will I find? What's in this grab bag that I call my mind? What am I doing alone on the shelf? Ain't it a shame? No one's to blame but myself. Which way is clear? When you've lost your way, year after year, do I keep falling in love for just the kick of it? Staggering through the thin and thick of it, hating each old and tired trick of it. Know what I am? I'm good and sick of it. Where am I going? Why do I care? Run to the Bronx or Washington Square? No matter where I run, I meet myself there. Looking inside me, what do I see? Anger and hope and doubt, what am I all about and where am I going? Looking inside me, what do I see?
anger and hope and doubt. What am I all about and where am I going?
You tell me.
That was Shirley MacLaine from the 1969 film version of Sweet Charity with Where Am I Going? This is Michael Kanacki.
And this is Ted Otten.
And you're listening to selections from the musicals with books by Neil Simon on The Dress Circle.
We certainly couldn't leave Sweet Charity without including its originator, Gwen Verdon. And when Sony Columbia Legacy reissued the original 1966 Broadway cast album, they included a great many bonus tracks, and they're a good enough reason to buy this, even though you may have it from when it came out in 1966. And we're going to use Gwen Verdon to sing I'm a Brass Band.
Someone loves me. Someone loves me. Someone loves me. Somebody loves me. My heart is beating so fast. All kinds of music is pouring out of me. Somebody loves me at last. Now I'm a brass band. I'm a harpsichord. I'm a clarinet. I'm the Philadelphia Orchestra. I'm the modern jazz quartet. I'm the band from Macy's Big Parade, a wild Count Basie blast. I'm the bells of St. Peter's in Rome. I'm tissue paper on a comb. And all kinds of music is pouring out of me, 'cause somebody loves me at last. At last.
Nothing could be better than Gwen Verdon doing Bob Fosse choreography, and that's what she was doing while she sang I'm a Brass Band from Sweet Charity.
We'll jump to 1968, and this is 8 years after the film The Apartment appeared and won several awards. Once again, Neil Simon adapted the book. This time it was written by Billy Wilder and I.A.L. Diamond into Promises, Promises, which had music and lyrics by Burt Bacharach and Hal David. It starred Jerry Orbach and Jill O'Hara, and we've got a duet for them, I'll Never Fall in Love Again.
What do you get when you fall in love? A guy with a pin to burst your bubble. That's what you get for all your trouble. never fall in love again. I'll never fall in love again. What do you get when you kiss a guy? You get enough germs to catch pneumonia. After you do, he'll never phone ya. Never fall in love again. I'll never fall in love again. Don't tell me what it's all about, 'cause I've been there and I'm glad I'm out. Out of those chains that bind you. That is why I'm here to remind you. Get lies and pain and sorrow. So for at least until tomorrow, I'll never fall in love again. I'll never fall in love again.
What do you get when you give your heart? You get it all broken up and battered. That's what you get, a heart that's shattered. I'll never fall in love again. I'll never fall in love again. Don't tell me what it's all about, 'cause I've been there and I'm glad I'm out. Out of those chains that bind you.
That is why I'm here to remind you.
What do you get when you fall in love? You only get lies and pain and sorrow. So for at least until tomorrow,
I'll never fall in love again.
I'll never fall in love again. I'll never fall in love again.
That was Jill O'Hara with Jerry Orbach singing I'll Never Fall in Love Again, one of the many hits from Promises, Promises.
They saved the title song of Promises, Promises for the end, and it's an exuberant number for the incomparable Jerry Orbach. Here from the 1968 Broadway cast recording is Jerry Orbach with Promises, Promises.
Promises, I'm all through with promises, promises now. I don't know how I got the nerve to walk out. If I shout, remember, I feel free. Now I can look at myself and be proud. I'm laughing out loud. Oh, promises, promises, this is where those promises, promises end. I won't pretend that what was wrong can be right. Every night I'll sleep now, no more lies. Things that I promised myself fell apart, but I found my heart. Oh, promises, they're kind of promises, take all the joy from promises can just destroy your life. Oh, promises, promises, my kind of promises can lead to joy and hope and love. Yes, love.
Jerry Orbach sang the title song from Promises, Promises. We hope you're listening to this broadcast as a financially supporting member of whatever public radio station you listen to. Public radio needs your dollars, and public radio cannot exist without your financial support.
There was a revival of Promises, Promises in 2010 that ran for over 200 performances and starred Kristen Chenoweth and Sean Hayes. And if you've got Kristen Chenoweth in a show, what do? You add songs, and three were added. A House Is Not a Home, I Say a Little Prayer for You, and this one, Whoever You Are, I Love You. That was Kristen Chenoweth from the 2010 revival of Promises, Promises with one of the three Bacharach David songs that were added. Whoever You Are, I Love You.
In 1979, Neil Simon wrote the book for a hit musical called They're Playing Our Song, which examined the process of creating, writing songs, and the score is by Marvin Hamlisch and Carol Bayer-Sager. We're going to have one version of the title song because there are two in the score. One sung by Lucy Arnaz by herself, mostly. She's joined here by Robert Klein. And then Robert Klein has his own version of They're Playing My Song. And we're going to hear They're Playing My Song, Hers, sung by Lucy Arnaz and, very briefly, Robert Klein, from the original cast recording of the show.
Words fit that tune. Right now they're listening to me. My lyric reads like a poem. It surely stands on its own. It makes me proud to hear that music. It's a total expression of me. To be more specific, this place is terrific. As long as they're playing my song. Who would have known that 2 years ago when Leon asked, can't love and be fun? You know with me the top ten, all good things come to an end. I wish they'd play it again and again. Let it keep on playing. Oh God, I'm praying they'll keep playing my
Lucy Arnaz and Robert Klein with They're Playing My Song, Hers.
Many of Neil Simon's plays and books were very autobiographical, so I think it says a great deal about him that the two characters in They're Playing Our Song have three alter egos that kind of act as Greek choruses and comment on everything. In Fallen, Tom Conti doesn't really have his alter egos, although they're there, they don't sing with him. And this is from the London cast recording of They're Playing Our Song. Tom Conti was the lead, and this is Fallen.
I'm afraid to fly, and I don't know why. I'm jealous of the people who are not afraid to die. It's just that I recall back when I was small. Someone promised that they'd catch me, then they let me fall. And now I'm falling,
falling fast again. Why do I always take a fall when I fall in love? You'd think by now I'd learn, play with fire, you get burned. But fire can be oh so warm, that's why I return. Turn and walk away, that's what I should do. My head says go and find the door, my heart says I found you. And now I'm falling, falling fast again. Why do I always take a fall when I fall in love? It always turns out the same. Loving someone, losing myself, only got me to blame. Help me, I'm falling, falling. Catch me if you can. Maybe this time I'll have it all. Maybe I'll make it after all. Maybe this time I won't fall when I fall in love.
From the original London cast of their playing our song, that was Tom Conti, whose co-star was Gemma Craven, but this time Tom Conti sang Fallen.
The only one of the five musicals Neil Simon wrote for Broadway that wasn't a hit was his final musical for Broadway, The Goodbye Girl, which was a musical version of a film. And the Broadway musical happened in 1993. From the 1993 original cast recording of the score by Marvin Hamlisch and David Zappel, we're going to hear Bernadette Peters, Tammy Menoff, and Martin Short sing Good News, Bad News.
What a jip! This is such a rip-off. Every time she sneers at me, I want to rip her up a lip off. But this is not a healthy way to live. I gotta try to be more positive. The good news is she doesn't own a shotgun, so I guess I got off cheap. The bad news is, tonight I'm counting squatters when I should be counting sheep. The good news is, I'm here in New York where solvency may await. The bad news is, the good news ain't so great. Sure, I'm tired, depressed, and pissed. I'll pretend to be an optimist. The good news is I'm sharing this apartment with a pair of single chicks. The bad news is that one of them is rabbit and the other's 3'6".
The good news is we're safe in my bed, not out on the street, not wood. The bad news is he could be here for good.
Why this? Why me? Why now? Haven't I been through enough? Maybe this is just some nasty scene I'm dreaming. But first I have to fall asleep so I can wake up screaming. The good news is some quick negotiation kept the roof above my head. The bad news is a homicidal maniac is 10 feet from my bed.
The bad news is stuck with a roommate, this one's a ticking bomb. The good news is this time I'm the one who sleeps with mom.
The bad news is
We'll close with a song from the London cast of The Goodbye Girl featuring Anne Crum and Gary Wilmot. This is The Future Isn't What It Used to Be.
At last I got the part that I always wanted. This show's gonna run for 100 years. What an adventure! Suddenly, the future isn't what it used to be.
They say the world can't be all balloons and roses. There are other minds, I can prove them wrong. Look all around you, you'll agree.
Something's been missing from all of our lives. We've been searching and searching, and now it arrives. What an adventure!
To boast, but I give the greatest sky.
What an adventure! Suddenly, can you believe it? Finally, the future isn't what it used to be.
Join us next week for songs from the shows of October. Until then, this is Michael Kanacki.
And this is Ted Otten.
Wishing you a pleasant evening from the Dress Circle.